The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, reminding homeowners that taking simple steps can help conserve water and save money. Find wastewater use information at KentuckyAMWater.com and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
It's springtime, and we're very lucky to have tons and tons of spring flowers right now at the Lexington Farmers Market. If you are used to going to the grocery store, you know you can always count on carnations and roses pretty much, but that's not what our farmers around here are typically growing. Especially in the springtime, a lot of tulips and daffodils, two of the quintessential spring cutting flowers, and they're some of my favorites.
You're talking about cut flowers. Do they also have potted flowers where people can replant?
Also, getting into that season where you can start to plant flowers outside, you have to be careful though, because there's still been a couple of times where we might get close to freezing, that frost warning, and so you have to be careful about planting some of the more hardy summer varieties outside. But guess what? Farmers are really good about knowing the zones of planting and knowing what plants will do well in different spots. If you want to get cut flowers, you can do that. If you want to plant flowers in your front garden or in some planters on your balcony, the farmers can help you decide which of the products they have at market are best for that too. Enjoy your Saturday mornings. Come to the farmers market, and the recipe is going to be get a coffee and get a bouquet of flowers and then go home and practice arranging the flowers in a vase of your own. That's another fun task, is that you can just pick the stems at the farmers market, choose maybe two or three colors that you really like of the flowers, don't go too crazy, and then take them home, sip your coffee, and make your own bouquet. If you need some more greenery, there's beautiful things that are probably growing in your backyard that you can add to the bouquet to fill that out. But really, the thing about flowers are they feed your soul. They might seem like a luxury, and they are, but they can brighten your day, brighten a friend or a partner's day. You can share them and enjoy them while they are ephemeral and fleeting. But there's all kinds of flowers. So we have ranunculuses and different kinds of filler flowers and greenery. So your farmer can really help you navigate that for you to be able to build your own perfect bouquet.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the Lexington Farmers Market and flowers.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. When you say ranunculus, what are you referring to?
That's a kind of flower grown here in Kentucky. It's very usually brightly colored, has lots of different dimension to it, and it's one of my favorites. We're almost into peony season, which is another one of my favorite late spring, early summer flowers. I think that one of the best kinds of bouquets is a bouquet with, if we can get the right temperature alignment, of peonies and tulips. But that doesn't happen every year just because they like slightly different conditions to be in their prime.
Now, if you come to the market and you're grabbing all different kinds of flowers, and I didn't realize this, but some flowers don't play well with others.
That's absolutely correct. So at the farmer's market, there are a couple different ways you can purchase fresh cut flowers. One is you can decide on picking a pre-made bouquet in different sizes. And so the farmers will have them usually labeled small and large and have them priced out. Or you can build by the stem. Farmers will have each stem of the flower priced out, and you can select 5 or 6 or 10 of those and build a bouquet that way. Or you can ask the farmer, oh, I really love pink. Can you make a new bouquet in the $15 small range with the pink flowers? All three of those are viable options for shopping for fresh cut flowers at the farmer's market. Now, when you get into trouble is when you're putting together a bouquet and you mix certain flowers that don't play well together, like you said. Daffodils have a special kind of sap in their stem that can be toxic to many other fresh cut flowers. It causes them to wilt. You have to be very careful. If you have a bouquet mixed of daffodils and tulips, the daffodils might cause the tulips to begin to wilt or lose their petals. There are some tricks that you can do to help maybe not have that interaction occur, like letting the cut daffodils soak in their own independent vase overnight, rinsing them off, and then only using a few of them in your bouquet. But that's something that you need to think about if you're doing the pick by your stem.
Is there any edible flowers that you might have at the market? Is there something you can do with flowers in a dish?
You have to be careful because some beautiful cut flowers might be not so good on your tummy if you're going to eat them unless you know what you're doing. And so we're not quite into the edible flower season yet. A lot of the edible flowers that our farmers are growing arrive in the early summer and go through the beginning of the summer through the fall. But you can eat things like violets, or if you happen to have red buds in your own yard, you can turn those into a jam. Dandelions are also edible, but you have to be careful whenever you're foraging for flowers because they could have pesticides or they could have other kinds of contaminants on them. So be very careful if you're doing that on your own. But we are having some farmers that are being able to We do have some farmers that make their own violet jam or jelly and bring that to the farmer's market. And so you can trust that they harvested those petals and processed those in a safe way.